Peters Show. It's every Wednesday. It's brought to you by MyPillow.com. Make sure to get over to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code STEW for exclusive discounts. Support a patriot, Mike Lindell. Get to MyPillow.com. Use promo code STEW. The segment is called Ask Dr. Jane. And Dr. Jane Ruby, who is a pharmaceutical research expert and has been a Stu Peters Show contributor since the beginning of this entire debacle, joins us now. So what this is, you submit your questions either on Telegram, t.me/Dr. Jane Ruby, or you can email her privately on her encrypted email, drjaneruby@protonmail.com. Thank you for being here again this Wednesday. The first question comes from your Telegram from Jurgen Cabs. I hope I'm not murdering that. Hello, Dr. Ruby. Could you please explain on the Stu Peters Show how the ADE mechanism works, antibody dependent enhancement? How does that work?
Yeah, and actually, Jurgen, I want to thank you so much for this question because it's so interesting how things collide and we talk about divine intervention. There's a very big breaking story, but first, Jurgen's question about the definition, so we're all on the same page. Antibody-dependent enhancement is actually, it's disease enhancement, right? These shots cannot protect you. They're actually enhancing, they're creating a situation with antibodies that will enhance viral replication. And let me explain what breaking news is coming around ADE. There was an old Twilight Zone episode in the 50s where the people, you know, the aliens came to Earth. They had this like utopia planned for them. They had a wonderful book and everybody was trying to decipher the book. And at the end of the movie, the professor is leaving in glee and his assistant comes up to the fence and says, "Professor, stop. We figured it out. It's a cookbook." So they were tripping over themselves to go to their demise. This is what's happening here, Stu. Antibody-dependent enhancement is the bioweapon. And the way you get there is to prime and to continually push the boosters. Let me just share with everybody, because these materials invade these antibodies that are created by these injections. They invade your immune cells. They take over your macrophages, your granulocytes. And there's a professor. His name is Yasufumi Murakami. Hope I haven't damaged that name. He's a professor emeritus at Tokyo University. He now feels, he says from the animal studies, that from the boosters, when they went up to five boosters, which actually is five doses, so that's three boosters over the first two, that the animals died. He said that half of them die after the seventh or eighth dose. So he was predicting a minimum of six boosters, which will come down the pike. So what did I do? I went to clinicaltrials.gov. I dug back into the Pfizer protocol. It literally says there will be eight different types of boosters. They will be in the range of dosing of 5 micrograms, 10 micrograms, 20 micrograms, and 30. 30 is the decided upon dosage. If you look at the package insert for the newly approved Comirnaty, in that PI, it says that the dose that's approved is 30 micrograms. Stu, this study is still going on and it's endangering people. The cookbook, so to speak, is the priming of your immune system to completely destroy it. We now have the data to prove it. And here's the other thing that's frightening. On the list of those eight boosters that Pfizer lists in their protocol, and everybody can find this on clinicaltrials.gov. In fact, the NCT number, I want people to have it, is NCT 043-68728. Here's the bombshell, Stu. There is a segment of the population that is, and it includes 12-year-olds and up, that is going to get 100 micrograms. You will see immediate, I predict you will see immediate deaths in a small chunk. I mean, this is just going to grow and grow and grow. And so I really appreciate the question. It coincided with this new data. There are other scientists right now that are trying to report on this. There's a gentleman in New England by the name of Walter Chestnut. He's an amateur scientist. He's put together a lot of this information on his Twitter. So I just want to warn people because this is what the bioweapon actually, the end game goal is.
Antibody-dependent enhancement is the bioweapon. This is the killer that has been designed. And, you know, you mentioned that we have the cookbook. So then you finish the recipe. And then to top it all off, what do? You throw it in the oven. Well, that's our hospitals now, right? It's unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Is it okay if I move on to the next question? Because we're limited
absolutely,
on time here.
So absolutely. We'll talk more. We'll talk more about this, Stu, as it unfolds, because the data is coming in.
It's sickening. Maura, in your Telegram, writes, what is my recourse if my religious exemption is denied?
Look, this is a question that's coming up more and more, and I know that sometimes the answers are not easy for you all to take from me, but I've always been about the truth. And I'm going to tell you right now, if your exemptions are denied, and I do believe that the majority of them will be denied, because that's not what this is about, okay, your health and protecting your rights. The only recourse is, from what the legal experts are telling me, from both America's Frontline Doctors legal team, Sidney Powell's legal team, is to let them fire you. You do not want to take this thing. As I've said before, it's worth repeating. This is not an even exchange for your job, a trip, your college degree. Trust me when I tell you, and after what we're just learning about how they're planning to prime you, and that your fully vaccinated status is a moving goalpost up to killing you, you don't want to even get on this merry-go-round.
Yeah, so I've oftentimes said that this platform, I love you guys, but I don't care about your feelings. I care about your future. And your job is not going to matter if you're dead or incapacitated or handicapped. And I'm just going to tell you, I hope you don't mind me taking a second here.
But
Brittany Galvin texted me last night, and she did not give me permission to talk about this, but I'm going to anyways. Brittany Galvin, if you guys don't remember her, was one of the first people that we talked to with a vaccine injury, who went to Instagram and in front of tens of thousands of people, she announced her Guillain-Barré diagnosis, and she is really going through absolutely unbelievable times. And I'm just gonna read this text that I got last night, and I know that this is shortening our segment, but I think that this is extremely important. She said, I'm so sorry that I've been quiet. I ended up having another spine procure today. I have I know that I have been the strength, the backbone of us all, but I'm effing weak right now. I push ahead and then I come right back. I'm a strong person. I've had things happen to me when I was a little girl that made me think that me being weak was just impossible. Sometimes I close my eyes and wonder if I'm even real anymore. I feel so swollen emotionally. I feel defeated. My feet keep moving, but my heart is sobbing at every step. I can't do this much longer. This vaccine has destroyed me. And I feel compelled to share that because I just want you to know this is an able-bodied, strong, athletic mother, young, married to a cop in Florida, a quote, normal life, right? Has been completely destroyed, turned upside down. And I feel a connection to Brittany Galvin. And I know that a lot of you who have followed her do as well. But if you're a person who's never heard of her, now imagine this. That is multiplied by hundreds of thousands, globally millions of people who have experienced these adverse events. And that is not considered a death. That is considered an adverse event. And those numbers are skyrocketing. But it is so hard, Dr. Jane, for us to sit and look at numbers like that and then personalize it, internalize it, understand the real pain that people are enduring from these death serum shots. And this is what we're talking about.
Let me say to the people right now, the time is now to stand together. The time is now to stand up. The time is now to barrage the FDA and all of these entities with your disgust. Because let me tell you something. I know the inside sausage making. I know the resources that it takes to develop even a poison like this. And I'm telling you that there's no way they would put this kind of money, resources, and effort into something that they didn't know what it was going to do.
Yeah.
This is intentional.
We're running out of time, and we're only going to have about a minute on this last question. I'm sorry, but I had to talk about that. Dr. Ruby, why is the Red Cross accepting blood from donors who have taken the jab? Are we just going to contaminate the whole blood supply? That was in your Telegram, and I don't know who it was from.
That's okay, but thank you for that question.
Yeah.
As far as I can see, the Red Cross has no plan to protect the American people. It may be compromised as an agency because there is no national plan or program to separate out blood from those who've been injected like they normally do for other for types of diseases. If you have certain communicable diseases that can be transmitted through blood, they have these paradigms, okay? They have these algorithms. There is nothing that has been set up. And so I would advise you, the one thing you can do if you have the time to do it, and you must insist on getting a doctor's order for it, is to get an autologous blood donation. That means you give a pint of your own blood or two over time, and they can store it. My understanding is up to many years. I don't know what the total limit is, but it would be on file there in a blood bank near you. And if you had a car accident or something unexpected, you could at least get your own blood back, right? Or maybe that of your relatives.
The Red Cross is not going to protect you. Protect yourself. If you have questions for Dr. Jane, you can hit her up in Telegram, t.me/Dr. Jane Ruby, or find her in Proton Mail, drjaneruby@protonmail.com. Ask Dr. Jane is a segment that happens here every single Wednesday. It's brought to you by MyPillow.com. Remember, when you're shopping from that patriot, Mike Lindell, who has sacrificed millions